Hi, Boston Center TMU. We have a problem here. We have a hijacked aircraft headed towards New York, and we need you guys to, we need someone to scramble some F-16s or something up there to help us out.
Is this real world or exercise?
No, this is not an exercise, not a test.
What?
Oh.
What was that?
Not real world. Real world hijack.
Cool.
Real?
Major Nisipany, you're needed in ops pronto. Major Nisipany, you're needed in ops pronto. Northeast Air Defense, I'm here to help you.
Hey, Sergeant Kelly from Otis, how are you doing
today?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Hey, I'm getting reports from my TRACON that there might be a possible hijack.
I'm just hearing the same thing. We're working it right now.
Okay, thanks.
Yep,
all right. Doesn't have a motion.
Is he inbound to JFK?
We don't know.
You don't know where he is at all?
He's being hijacked. The pilot's having a hard time talking to the, we don't know. We don't know where he's going. He's heading towards Kennedy. He's, like I said, he's like 35 miles north of Kennedy now at 367 knots.
Okay.
No idea where he's going.
If you could please give us a call and let us know, any information, that would be great.
Okay. Right now, I guess we're trying to work on, there's been some threats in the cockpit.
There's been what? I'm sorry.
We'll call you right back as soon as we know more info.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, you said threats in the cockpit.
I've never seen so much real-world stuff happen during an exercise. MCC, I don't know where I'm scrambling these guys to. I need a direction, destination.
Okay, I'm going to give you the Z point. It's just north of New York City.
I got this long 4115, 7436, or 7346.
Head them in that direction.
Copy that.
Hi, sir. Okay, what we're doing, we're trying to locate this guy. We can't find him via IFF. Every track within a 25-mile radius of the Z point that we put on the scope, 29,000, heading 190. We're going to try to find this guy. They can't find him. There's threats in the cockpit, so we're just we're doing the thing. True. And probably right now, with what's going on in the cockpit, is probably really crazy, so that probably needs to, that will simmer down and we'll probably get some better information.
Is there any...
A plane to...
What?
No, sir.
The 737?
Say what?
The World Trade Center.
Who are you talking to? Get pass it to them.
Oh, my God.
311.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Got to update New York.
New York Game of Census ID.
See if they lost altitude on that plane altogether.
New York. Yes, ma'am. Did you just hear the information regarding the World Trade Center? No. Being hit by an aircraft?
I'm sorry?
Being hit by an aircraft.
You're kidding.
It's on the world news.
Okay. Now we do. Yes. This is what I got.
See here, but that input was...
Possible news that 737 just hit the World Trade Center. This is a real world. And we're trying to confirm this. Okay. Continue taking the fighters down to the New York City area, JFK area, as best as we can. Make sure that the FAA clears your route all the way through. Just do what we got to do. Okay? Just press with us. It looks like somebody... It looks like this guy could have hit the World Trade Center.
Yeah, he crashed into the World Trade Center.
That is the aircraft that crashed into the World Trade Center?
Yep. Disregard the tail number.
Disregard the tail number. He did crash into the World Trade Center.
That's what we believe, yes.
Copy that. Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
So, Sergeant Drew here. We need to have... Are you giving confirmation that American 11 was the one?
No, we're not going to confirm that at this time. We just know an aircraft that's crashed in and...
Is anyone up there tracking primary on this guy still?
No. We had, the last hit we had was about 15 miles east of JFK, or 8 miles east of JFK was our last primary hit. He did slow down in speed. The primary that we had had slowed down below around to 300 knots.
Okay.
But that was the last thing we had on him.
Okay. And then we lost him.
Yeah, and then we lost him.
They have a second possible hijack.
Is this explosion part of that that we're looking at now on TV?
Boston
yes.
is now grounding.
Jeez.
All
and
of the
it is possible
Boston.
Second hijack
FAA
also at United
FAA
Airlines.
Center. Where they're working at right now.
Two planes?
He was in Whiskey 105.
Get the fuck up.
Yeah, I think this is a damn impression.
I have the tanker. He's on his way back.
Okay, Foxy. Plug in.
It comes up on free. How long?
Now make sure that it's okay, Foxy, this is what I foresee that we probably need to do. We need to talk to FAA. We need to tell them if this stuff's going to keep on going, we need to take those fighters and put them over Manhattan. Okay?
Sir.
That's the best thing. That's the best play right now. So, coordinate with the FAA, tell them if there's more out there, which we don't know, let's get them over Manhattan. At least we've got some kind of play.
Yeah, he had six birds.
My recommendation, if we have to take anybody out, large aircraft, we use AIM-9s in the face.
To get them out of our way.
If need be.
And we also put in the request.
Put on. Shit. Give me a location.
46 are airborne now. That's the ones we
okay.
have.
Okay. Third aircraft hijack heading towards Washington.
No.
Okay. American Airlines is still airborne. 11, the first guy, he's heading towards Washington. Okay. I think we need to scramble Langley right now, and I'm gonna take the fighters from Otis and try to chase this guy down if I can find him.
They're probably not squawking anything anyway. I mean, obviously, these guys are in the cockpit.
These guys are smart.
Yeah, they knew exactly what they wanted to do.
Have you asked the question what you're going to do if we actually find this guy? Are we going to shoot him down if they got passengers on board? Have they talked about that?
Answer the question.
Well, you guys quick too fast moving east in the airspace. Now you want to go to Baltimore?
Yes, sir. We're not going to take him in Whiskey 386.
Okay, once he goes to Baltimore, what are we supposed to do?
Just have him contact us on the auxiliary frequency, 234.6. We just need, instead of taking hand off to us and then us handing him back, just tell center they've got to go to Baltimore.
All right, man. Stand by. We'll get back to you.
Thanks, Pop Sangle.
Come on, we'll get back to you. Just do it.
Okay.
Okay, that's be very professional. Okay,
I know.
All right, Hawk, let's get right together here.
Okay, let me tell you this. We're also lost American 77.
American 77.
American 77
where was he proposed to head, sir?
Excuse me?
Where was he proposed to head, sir?
Okay, he was going to L.A. also.
He was also going to L.A.
Now,
somewhere, sir.
I think he was from Boston also.
Boston
now,
to L.A.
Now, let me tell you this story here. Indianapolis Center was working this guy.
What guy?
American 77.
Okay.
At flight level 350. However, they lost radar with him. They lost contact with him. They lost everything, and they don't have any idea where he is or what happened.
Patrick ID is coming out. Can I help you?
Latest report. Aircraft VFR 6 miles southeast of the White House.
6 miles southeast of the White House?
Yep. East. He's moving away.
Southeast of the White House?
Aircraft is moving away.
Moving away from the White House?
Yeah.
Okay, but he was a DVFR?
We believe we just know it's a VFR aircraft. We're not sure who it is. If you want to hold on a second.
Okay, copy.
We have people down there looking.
Okay, copy.
Where was that position? Six southwest of the White House deviating away.
Deviating away. You don't have a type aircraft, so you don't know who he is.
Nothing. Or Boston, so I have no clue. But hopefully someone in Washington would have a better information for you.
Okay. Foxy, I got an aircraft 6 miles east of the White House. Get your fighters here. Excuse me, Foxy.
Bob Tango. I came from Boston?
Oh, we're good. Turn and burn and crank it up.
Mile.
All right, here we go. This is what we're going to do here.
Miles east of the White House right now.
A monster march.
Okay. He's deviating from FAA.
Is that airliner?
No. Run him.
To the White House.
777 goes directly to Washington.
Yeah, we're hearing him loud and clear.
We're going direct DC with my guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Ma'am, we are going to FBO right now with Quick 25. They are going direct to Washington.
Quick 25 we're heading them off center right now.
Ma'am, we need to expedite it right now. We've got to contact them on 2346.
No
help.
No. Right here. I got him.
Bravo.
Zero.
Our
related check.
Yeah, we just lost track. Just
get a viewpoint.
Get a viewpoint on that.
Fuck it out of.
Yeah, we just did too. Okay, we got guys looking at them. Hold on. Where's Langley at? Where are the fighters?
Okay. 789, that's a hijack. They think it's possible hijack.
Fuck.
South of Cleveland, we have a code on him now.
Good. Pick it up. Find it.
Bring him up right now.
89. Bowen 767.
Supposed to go to Vegas.
Fuck, another one.
Just okay, can't see wet now.
Here's what we can do. At a minimum, we can keep our guys airborne. I mean, they don't have any guns or missiles or anything on board.
It's
but
a
we
presence,
can...
though.
Baltimore is saying something about an aircraft over the White House. Any words?
Negative, stand by. Do you copy that, SD? Senator said there's an aircraft over the White House. Any words?
Long alarm should be working.
Intercept. Intercept and divert that aircraft away from there.
Quick 2-5, mission is intercept aircraft over White House. Use FAA for guidance.
Divert the aircraft away from the White House. Intercept and divert it.
Quick 2-5, I'll copy.
Copy.
Quick 2-5, divert the aircraft from the White House.
Copy, divert the aircraft.
Well, okay, we got that. Do you hear that? That aircraft over to White House. What's the word?
Going to Pittsburgh?
Intercept and what else? Okay. Aircraft over the White House.
We got a United 93 out here. Are you aware of that?
United 93. We've got three more
on board.
A bomb on board. And this is confirmed. Do you have a mode 3, sir?
No, we lost this transponder.
Give me the call sign. Give me the whole 9 yards.
United 93.
Just got some info, real quick. We got a bomb.
United what?
United 93, mode 3, 15.
Negative. Negative clearance to shoot. Jamie.
1527, Brian.
God damn it. Foxy.
I'm not really worried about code words.
Fuck the code words. That's perishable information. Negative clearance to fire. ID type tail.
Okay. Quick 2-6 Huntress, hostile is the suspect aircraft.
Stand by. About 13 miles, Huntress.
Huntress copies 2-2 miles.
15 miles, Huntress.
15 miles, 1-5. Noise level, please. It's got to be low. Quick 2-6, when able to say altitude of aircraft. Did we get a Z-track up for the White House?
They're working on it.
Okay. What's this Bravo 005?
I don't know. Hey, what's that Bravo 005?
We're trying to get this. Okay.
Fine. What's our... I don't even know what a White House is.
Look, whatever it is, it's very low. It's probably a helicopter. But
try that helicopter to watch. Anyway, yeah, that's probably one flying over. Something just fell. The building just fell.
Yes, we saw that.
Oh, I don't know. He's watching that. This guy's in the center.
Look, let's watch our guys talking on the TV. Quick 2-6, status. SD, they're too low, I can't talk to them. They're too low, I can't talk to them. Okay, I told them Mitchell was ID, and that was it. It was our guys they saw. Center saw.
New York did the same thing with
yeah.
10 miles off the freeway. Somewhere around here.
down. That was cool. We intercepted our own guys.
Yeah, we intercepted one of our own guys.
United 9-3, have you got information on that yet?
Yeah, he's down.
He's down?
Yes.
When did he land? Because we had confirmation.
He did not land.
Oh, he's down?
Yes, somewhere up northeast of Camp David.
Northeast of Camp David.
That's the last report. They don't know exactly where.